This is Drunk
Jester Media.
There is an old convention that the place of origin of a hero must be included in their heroic title. Sir Gregory of Fallenpost, Duchess de Villa of the Blood Mines, Rohan of Johan, and many more use this structure. It has, in recent years, fallen somewhat out of vogue. It turned out advertising your hometown was a surefire way to get it burned to the ground by your enemies. Some heroes still keep it, however. They find dead family is good for their brand.
Shax! Shax! Shax!
I got it.
I'm up.
Great. I need another.
Are you okay? You've slept behind the bar 3 times this week.
I'm all right.
When was the last time you took time off?
Well, if you count the time I... Or then when... It was... Never.
What about taking a vacation?
I'm not closing the bar just to sleep for a couple of days.
You wouldn't have to close the bar. Let someone else run the bar.
Billy isn't ready for that responsibility.
I know. I thought someone who's been here longer. Gilroy could do it.
He could not. Hold on.
Gilroy may have seen the bottom of more tankards than I've cleaned. This does not a bartender make.
I resent the implication. I would run a tight ship.
Besides, if I even let him, where would I go?
Avonbrook! I've got a letter here from Avonbrook!
Isn't that where Billy?
Oh, that's for me!
What about Pondy? Oh, they have these vineyards there where the grapes magically ferment on the vine. You'd be seeing double halfway down the first row.
I hate that avant-garde shit. If I wanted to be drunk, I'll drink.
Is this one here?
Thank you.
The steel beaches. The sands are pure metal. You can get a perfect tan in 5 minutes.
And well done by 6. I won't risk it, thanks. Who's the letter from?
My mother. We write every week. I'm changing so much being in the big city, I've got to keep her posted.
Billy, will you help us out? Is there anywhere you'd like to go?
I'm going to Havenbrook!
In the city of Farwater, heroic hopefuls seek out their maiden quests in seedy bars. But this is not their story. This is the story of those who make their home within such a tavern. The servers, minstrels, drunks, and more, whose lives center around the Dragon's Rest. This week's tale, Making Yourself at Home.
Billy, what's wrong?
Here, the letter. Read.
Dear my little champion, my dear boy, my marvelous hero-to-be, my city-dwelling squire... My darling lad, the little farmhand that could... She goes on like this for a while, Billy.
Oh, I did the piss!
The what?
The piss? It's the thing at the end of the letter. After the signature.
The postscript?
Yes, that bit.
P.S. Troll attacking village. No biggie, dear. What? Is that serious?
I'm sure it is. She just always downplays when she's a problem. This is a woman who once tried to walk off a broken leg.
Do you need time off to go see her?
I really appreciate that.
Of course.
One more thing.
Sure, anything.
I need you to come with me.
Come on, it's the perfect vacation.
Going to fight a troll?
What, you fought way worse than that. Anyway, honestly, I'm a little jealous.
More than welcome to take my spot.
Well, aren't you curious how Billy became... Billy?
Yes, what miraculous beginnings led to this half-decent waiter? The mind boggles.
I'm all packed. Shax, traveling light?
Billy, I can't leave the bar. It will fall apart without me.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No. Of course.
Stay safe?
Sure.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
Like, stop it!
Okay.
I don't want to see a single new scratch in this bar when I get back.
I'll do you one better. There will be one less scratch.
No one can help you out. I'll take a week of drinks off your tab. Keep people in line. Magnus especially.
The kid's leaving. You better pack fast.
Shit. Don't ruin this. Billy! Wait!
Have fun killing the troll! Nolan! I need you to buff some scratches out of the bar top. I made some promises.
Aye, aye, Captain!
Within some hours, Billy and Shax had acquired a horse-drawn cart and were making their way through the vegetation south of Farwater.
So, there's Doric the blacksmith, and her favorite dish is lemon wort stew, and I know because sometimes she... Shax.
Huh? What, troll?
Not yet. We're still riding towards Havenbrook, silly.
Okay. Yes, good.
Are you going to be awake enough when we do get there?
Billy, I am doing superb. When I was on the road as an adventurer back in the day, I perfected the technique of taking tiny naps while standing up.
Did that help?
When you're being chased by the never-sleeping turtle demon. Grabbing a few seconds of rest here or there is what keeps you...
alive?
Yeah! So, wait, what were you telling me about?
Yes. So, last of all is the Arnesons. Mr. Arneson has a bit of bad blood with Mr. Gary.
Oh, hold on, wait. So you know everyone in your hometown?
Yes. Don't you?
I don't really have a hometown.
Where did you come from, then?
Don't know where I was born. Then I traveled a lot. Never really took much to one place or the other.
Well, you can have my hometown. Everyone is just super. I bet you'll love Barris. She is so sweet, but you do have to ignore the large blotch on her left hand. See, most people think it's when she was a pirate and it's a black mark, but honestly, I think it's just a wart. You should get it checked out.
In the town of Havenbrook, there were 167 residents. Billy knew the profession, family history, and approximate height of 168 of them. He insisted on counting the steward's cat.
Things are gonna run how tonight, Nolan?
Spotless.
And you will be?
Smoothly.
And our workstations will be?
Friendly with the guests.
I think you got those a bit mismatched, but the spirit was there, Nolan. Speaking of spirit, who needs booze?
Now, I should prepare you. It might be a big deal when I show up. You see, me leaving shocked the system a bit. Everyone here usually just lives their life here, being a farmhand and what have you. But I got out, so if people treat me like a bit of a celebrity, don't be shocked.
I'll strive to contain myself.
Here we go. Havenbrook, your heroes have arrived! It's me, Billy Barlow. I returned from far-off lands with tales of daring do and wild...
Yeah, hi, Billy. We're working here.
God. The legend returns. Woo! Go, Billy! Yeah!
This is busier than I've seen the Dragon's Rest in ages.
That, my friend, is what proper and calm leadership rewards a man.
Hey, Gilroy, there's a fly in my tankard.
Then I'll replace that drink at no charge to you, my friend.
Gee, thanks.
If you think like the customer, then you know just what to do to keep them happy.
Gilroy, there's trouble with the table. It's that old lady and those kids.
Ladies and gentlemen of the bar, observe a master of customer service at work. Hello, ma'am. I hear there's been some issue.
I have been here for 45 minutes, and already I have been accosted at every moment by the lowest temptations the hells would dare throw at me. I am Sister Wensleydale of the Church of the Sun. I have come by this way with my 14 young girls, all training to don the habit. While I presumed a tavern so frequently mentioned by the locals would service our needs, I can see that you are nothing but a degenerate pile of filth-swilling devils and should be left to rot as you stand until time itself winds to a close.
Huh. Is there maybe a fly in your tankard?
I'll have not tanker nor bottle, you spineless thug! And you'll have not my business, nor the business of my girls. We take our leave of you.
Mrs. Wensleydale, was it? Oh. Ow.
Sister.
Sister. Name. Sister Wensleydale, on behalf of the Dragon's Rest, I do apologize for how you've been treated. We wouldn't want to lose the coin of 15 good people.
You wish to have us stay merely for profit. You have been seized by greed, most foul, churlish man.
No, no. It would be an honor to keep the graces of those such as yourselves, Mrs.
Sister!
Sister! Got it! Sister Wensleydale, I would be blessed, so blessed, if you would stay a moment longer just to see what the Dragon's Rest can offer you.
Go on.
Belinda Barlow was a woman whose figure spoke to the many years she had worked on the family farm. One traveler had noted she had arms like cannons. Belinda hadn't a clue what a cannon was. Their invention had only recently come to Farwater. Regardless, she enjoyed the word. It was round and booming, much like herself.
You've already grown so much. Look at you. You're towering over me.
Oh, stop it. I've only gone a couple months.
It's felt like years.
And who's this?
Sorry. My name's Shax. I'm Billy's boss.
Ooh, very pleased to meet you, Miss Shax. You've got quite the handshake there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. It's a pleasure meeting another hearty woman. Have you ever tilled a field?
No.
It'd be a true miracle with a spade, I'm sure.
I never really got a hang of it, personally.
You were just nose deep in your book, love. His mind was one place and the plow was another.
Well, through the side of the barn, to be specific.
That reminds me. Nina will want to say hi. I'll be right back.
Why does your mother not have your accent?
Oh, it's fake.
What is?
My accent.
Excuse me?
Yes, well, all the heroes in my books spoke with powerful, proper accents like this.
In the books? They're books!
Well, I picture them sounding this way, at least.
You've been putting it on? This whole time?
Uh-huh. I thought I was going to get a warmer welcome from everyone in town.
It's been months! I just thought this was the Havenbrook accent!
Maybe they didn't know it was me. Maybe I have grown, like my mother said. What do you think, Shax? Is it the beard?
You're growing a beard?
Oh, come on. You haven't noticed. Look.
Billy, you have less hair on your face than I do.
Maybe it's too blonde still?
Ah! Say hello to Nina, Miss Shax.
First, I want something to be done in here about the horrible racket.
Okay, would you settle for a moderate din?
Don't condescend me, boy. Next, I want this lewd imagery removed from the walls.
But Shax loves the pinups.
They are the mark of sin.
Frank did these ones, actually. Cindy just did the one in the back room.
The mark of sin!
Oh, no, you're right. This one's Mark's. And this one's Julie's. And this one's Vallejo's. And this one's
anything else for you and your troop?
I will perform a service to the masses here to salvage the souls of this riffraff.
Oh, that'll go over very well.
Billy, I'm sure he'll go given time.
Mother, it's a troll. He's set up camp and will be pinching crown, livestock, and possibly young women in no time.
My friend Marcy in Javershire once said they had a troll problem. Wasn't an issue. She hasn't written about it since.
Has she written you at all since?
Slow post, I presume.
You don't want me to fight it.
Of course not. What mother would want her son?
No, you think I can't handle it.
Now, Billy, you are a capable young man, I'm sure, with time.
I can do this. I live in Farwater now. My roommates are plague rats. I'm tough. I work with adventurers and great heroes.
Work four, really.
I can beat one meager troll.
If you've got your mind set on it, I won't stop you.
I do! You won't!
Do you have any herbal tea?
Miss Shax.
Oh, Shax is fine.
Shax, I love my boy, but a sheepdog could tear him apart. I worry about what he's walking into.
Mrs. Barlow, I promise you that Billy is more than able to... Actually, he's not here. Why am I lying? Yeah, he's gonna get himself killed.
From one woman with arms like cannons to another. Could you keep him safe?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, saw that coming. You know, this isn't as restful a vacation as I was hoping. Arms like what?
Did these spirits of great evil come to be vanquished, to have their blood splattered and guts ripped from them? Strewn across the ground, their corpses did create a fresco of innards and bile under the footfalls of our courageous god. So bless his deeds.
She did say it was a god of life, right? I didn't mishear anything.
People are leaving.
Gilroy. What is this?
Hey, it's a show.
It sounds like a sermon.
Repent! Repent!
Shax would never have allowed this.
Well, I'm not Shax, okay? Everyone gets to have fun here.
Foul heathen.
I'm going.
No, wait. Shit.
We could give them more free drinks.
Yes. Yeah, you do that. Let me talk to our dear sister over here. Sister Wensleydale, could I trouble you for a moment?
What is it, Mr. Gilroy? I am close to converting some of your patrons.
Right. That's the problem. My patrons don't want to be converted.
They are sinners. They don't know how badly they want to be converted until I show them.
Yeah, you'd have better luck preaching to a brick wall. A brick wall who's had all his best friend brick walls knocked down to make room for one of your churches.
Spineless Penny Pincher, you merely worry for your profit. The divine right of the sun shall frown upon you until the skin on your back is laid off!
Okay, you know what, Sister Wensleydale? You and your lot are banned from the Dragon's Rest.
Mr. Gilroy, I'm not leaving until I've converted every heartless ragamuffin present.
Then it's over.
It's what?
Well, she's won, Nolan. Repent. We're ruined.
Not Repent. Yet, we're not.
What's the idea?
Foul heathens.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Finally, Billy found the menacing beast sitting atop the bridge south of Havenbrook. Beneath the cobbled stone was the eponymous body of water. As if it could sense the inherent drama of this climactic fight, the brook had grown to a swelling stream.
Hark! I am Billy Barnum, protector of Havenbrook. Be ye friend or foe to the people of this village.
Oh. Hello there.
Back, foul! Did you say hello?
Hello.
I have a sword.
That's nice.
Fight me!
No thanks.
What?
I know I should work out more, but I'm not in the mood.
It's not a workout! It's a battle to the death!
Ooh. You sure you want that?
I'm going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I work in Farwater.
You're a sellsword?
I know some.
I've never seen an adventurer so scrawny.
Billy!
Now she's got the right bill for it.
Oh, shut up!
My love!
Current should take him downstream to... Oh, well, Javershire.
Shax! I was going to fight him. You were just backup.
Billy, he would have killed you.
No! I could have done it. Why doesn't anyone believe I've changed?
My gods, Billy, you've been away from home for a couple months.
Sorry. I mean, you invited me along. I think deep down you knew you weren't ready for this.
Maybe.
You have changed, Billy.
If
you say so.
You have, but you want it to be the biggest change. You want to be a new man. You want to have it all figured out.
That would be nice.
Wouldn't it? But it doesn't work that way. Oh, kid. Big changes do come. But enjoy the small ones. I promise they're worth it.
Yeah.
Let's go home.
Okay, I don't understand, Nolan. Can you explain the plan?
If I did, you'd say I'm an idiot.
Well, would that really be a new experience for either of us?
Well, well, well. If that isn't the new management.
Please, Magnus, I thought you were staying in tonight. Don't make this worse than it is.
I would never dream of stepping on your big night. But I was invited.
Oh, yeah, by whom?
You should ask by who.
No, whom is correct.
But I'm a lady.
Wait, do you think whom and who are like the masculine and feminine? Hold on, Nolan. Why did you invite Magnus here?
He's part of my plan.
You brought Magnus to help us with Sister Wensleydale? That's like trying to calm a rabid dog by dressing up as his favorite chew toy.
If this plan helps Gilroy, I'll have no part in it.
Why not? You're friends.
Gilroy is a drunk that gets in the way of Shax and me. He's no friend.
Oh, grow up, man. She will never be interested. You womanizing, chauvinistic,
up. No good arrogant.
That lady in the white linen said she likes the handlebars of your beard.
Nolan, what is this?
She says she appreciates a man that has something for her to hold on to.
Nolan!
Why? She really said that.
With her chest.
I'll believe anything said with a chest like that.
Ew.
Perhaps I'll take the lady up on this. Any last jibes, mage?
But... No.
Good! Watch how it's done.
How? How did you...
If you think like the customer, then you know just what to do to keep them happy.
That was very clever, Nolan.
I have my moments.
If Shax wonders, it was my idea, then.
Of course.
Gilroy! I have tried, but the words that were just uttered to me by that disgusting gentleman prove it with finality. There is not a redeemable soul amongst this lot. You have won for now, but in the fires of...
Very, very good. Ta-ta now.
Girls! Single file!
I might have come off a little too strong.
You did great.
She just couldn't handle my machismo.
Who could?
Did you get the scratch out of the bar?
Before we'd served our first pint.
You're too good to me.
Oh, do you have to go so soon, my little champion?
Unfortunately, we should get back to the rest before... Sorry, I'm just worried about how bad it's gotten with Gilroy running the...
Mumsy, they need me more than Havenbrook does.
You've grown up so fast.
I guess.
Give Mama a hug.
Ooh, your beard is really coming in.
Really?
It's all scratchy.
It is? Oh, you're the best, Mumsy. I won't forget to write.
Oh, Billy, your friend...
Any chance we could borrow some hay for the cart?
Of course, dear.
They're here!
Oh, hello!
Ah, you're cheery.
I used to fall asleep reading in hay bales all the time. I just popped one in the back of our cart for Shax.
That nap put me in such a good mood, I could kiss someone!
Could you? Right now? Nolan, quick, my mints!
Oh, mints on the double!
Shax, I want you to take a look at the ledger.
My gods, that's a lot of crown. How did you do this?
Well, this is what it's like when you have a stern hand.
Hold on. Wait, what's the F next to some of these?
F is the first letter in free, right?
Yeah, we had to replace some people's drinks.
Gilroy, you gave out more free drinks than you sold?
Okay,
so that's a week of drinks off your tab for the drinks sold, and 5 weeks of drinks added to the tab for all the free ones.
Damn it!
Shax, I believe there was a word of,
What? No, whatever it is, not now. Gilroy's ruined my mood.
But, damn you, mage!
Change is a funny thing. Sometimes it happens slower than you expect. Other times you'll outright go backwards. But one day, you'll look behind you and not be able to see the starting line anymore. And that is a sign of change. Or a cataract.
My sprite of goodness, my cherub, my... it's nearly the whole first page.
I know. Can you imagine your mother saying that?
No, I'd be lucky if she remembered my first name.
My mother was clever. She never forgot our names.
Why's that?
All the same.
The same name?
All 12 brothers and I are named Magnus.
What a thrifty woman.
This episode of Dragon's Rest was written and directed by Darcy Thompson. It was co-directed by Duncan Richards. Darcy Thompson starred as Billy Barlow, with Caroline Portant as Shax, Anthony Abdo as Gilroy, Olivia Bernabe as Nolan, and Matthew Maiolo as Magnus. It also featured Jen Thompson as Belinda Barlow, Georgia K. Cohen as Sister Wensleydale, and Joseph Knopke as the Troll, with various other voices provided by Max Savo, Juliet Wolfe, Joseph Knopke, and Alex Carroll. Music composed by Tan Onwimon. Post-sound services provided by Peepaw's Basement Films. The live oboe in the theme was performed by Sonia Mateus, with a whistle and Elan pipes performed by Tan Onwimon. Nolan's lute was performed by David Kuroski. Sound design and mix by Michael Spencer.
Foley by Daniel Smythe Temple and Aura Myers.
Podcast art by Jack Homer. If you enjoyed our program, make sure to leave a review. You can find The Dragon's Rest online at dragonsrestshow.com or on Twitter and Instagram at Dragon's Rest Show. Special thanks to SAG-AFTRA and our GoFundMe donors. For more information, check the show notes. This episode was, as always, narrated by me, Richard Thompson. Until your next stay with us, remember, with over 700 unique demons and 9 hells, it's much easier than one would think to speak of the devil.